Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about The Robots Are Coming by Andreas Oppenheimer. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book freak you out as much as it freaked me out?
Oh, totally. But honestly, it also made me feel a little hopeful. Oppenheimer is a journalist, and he travels all over the world, Silicon Valley, Finland, Israel, Japan, to see what's actually happening with AI and automation. And his big point is that the future isn't written yet.
Right? He starts by saying the robot revolution is already here. It's not some distant sci-fi thing. We're already using algorithms that recommend movies, chatbots for customer service, automated factories. But he also says the pace is exponential, not linear.
Exactly.
And one of the most striking things he looks at is what he calls the end of work. He visits a factory in China where robots assemble electronics with almost no human help, and a warehouse in the US where autonomous drones manage inventory. These aren't experiments, they're the new normal.
Yeah, and he cites studies predicting that nearly half of all current jobs in developed countries could be automated within 2 decades. That's not just factory jobs, it's accounting, law, even journalism. I have to admit, reading that part made me a little anxious.
But here's where he pushes back on the doom and gloom. He says the key is education. And he goes to Finland, which completely overhauled its school system. Instead of rote memorization, they focus on problem solving, creativity, and collaboration. Kids learn to code, but they also learn to paint and play music.
The logic is beautiful, actually. If a machine can memorize facts faster than a human, then our value has to be in asking the right questions and connecting ideas. Oppenheimer calls it the creative class versus the data processors.
And he visits Israel too, where the culture of chutzpah, that willingness to question authority and fail without shame, drives innovation. Meanwhile, he says a lot of countries are still stuck in an industrial revolution model that values obedience over creativity.
So what about universal basic income? He talks about that, right? The idea that the government just gives everyone enough money to cover basic needs.
He's sympathetic, but not sold. Pilot programs in Finland and Canada showed it reduces stress, but doesn't necessarily make people happier or more productive. He worries it could create a permanent underclass. For him, the real solution is making sure everyone can develop skills that machines can't replicate.
I love that he also highlights jobs that are surprisingly safe. Psychologists, nurses, artists, anything that requires high empathy or creativity. And trades like plumbing and carpentry. The irony is that we've pushed everyone toward 4-year degrees, but the trades might offer more stable futures.
And he doesn't ignore the political side. He argues that the rise of populism is partly a reaction to automation anxiety. People who lost jobs to machines are angry, and they vote for leaders who promise to bring back the old jobs, which aren't coming back. So we have to manage the transition fairly.
Honestly, the part that got me was the ethical stuff. He interviews people building autonomous weapons that can kill without human intervention. And social robots designed to care for the elderly. It forces you to ask what it even means to be human.
Right.
But he ends on a hopeful note. He says the future is a choice. We can be passive victims, or we can invest in early childhood education, overhaul universities, and foster lifelong learning. The countries that succeed will be the ones that embrace change with courage.
So my one big takeaway is that the robot revolution is a challenge to become more creative and more human. It's not about competing with machines. It's about doubling down on what makes us us.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. And it starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
Well said. Sophie, what's your final thought?
The robots are coming, but if we invest in creativity and education, we'll be ready. We'll see you in the next one.